Okay. So how did you do with the context reframes? Good fun. So learnings, discoveries, questions about context reframes. Yes, Sadie.
Is it suitable to do a context reframe in your first meeting with a client?
Yeah.
If you've got
a report. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I think it's all right. You know, depends what you're selling, I suppose. That's a context reframe again, isn't it? That's nice to hear. Other questions about context reframes? Moving swiftly on. Any other questions about context reframes? Anybody got them? Now to do? Yeah. And the best ones are the ones that just pop into your head and you just deliver them as like a real offhand comment, you know, real fast, bang. Because obviously, normally, what you would do when you're working with a client is you wouldn't normally go and walk off for 5 minutes and then come back and say, like, so what was that problem again? You know, that exercise is really to install the strategy for creating context reframes. And the best ones will be somebody will say something and something will just pop into your head. My experience is, deliver it. Yeah. Going 50-50.
We thought we'd phone a friend. We thought it was 50-50.
Oh, right. No, I wouldn't go for that one. No, definitely not. No, I'd just go 100%. Take the risk on it. Got rapport. It's all right. You can always kind of like, you know, do a little nice bit of distracting. You're like, wasn't me. Yes.
Thank you for that.
But is it?
Thank you.
But if you have rapport with someone, then it's fine. You know? Well, I probably wouldn't do it as soon as they walk. You know, how do you do? What's your problem? You know, before they come in and tell you, and you go like, you know, reframe. Then I'm like, no, I probably won't. You know, wait till they sat down first. You know, you build a bit of rapport. You know, that kind of thing. But then, you know, sometimes you have to get a little kind of like wild, you know, with clients. That's my experience. If you think you know what wild is, I'd recommend reading a book called Provocative Therapy by Frank Farrelly, because he's wild, but he gets great results. I mean, he's a traditional psychotherapist, and if you read his book, the history of how he came up with his idea of provocative therapy was that, you know, he saw the same clients every week for years and years and years and years, and really wasn't seeing any change. And he was getting more and more and more and more and more frustrated about like not getting any results. And one day, he snaps, basically. This client comes in, and this client's been seeing him for years and years and years because she thinks she's ugly. So he goes again, he goes like, how are you doing? Not too good, Frank. What's the problem? I'm ugly. And apparently he turns to her and goes like, ugly? You're not ugly. You're fucking hideous. How dare you come into my office without a bag on your head? At which point she goes like, well, I'm not that bad. But he goes like, I've been working for years and years and years to get some movement on this. It's got like real provocative. And she starts then protesting about the fact that she's not that bad, you know? She's like, hang on a minute, there might be something in this. And he developed this whole range, this whole therapy called provocative therapy. One of the things about Frank, though, is he's an absolute master of building very, very deep rapport. So if you read the book, I mean, I read the book and I was in stitches the whole time. Because, like, he says the most, like, incredible things to people. But they don't take offense. They laugh. That's the thing. But he's got, like, massive rapport. And also, he says it, but they know he's not really meaning it seriously. But it kind of, like, still moves the whole thing. It's kind of like, it's a great book to read. As far as, like, you know... The book is called Provocative Therapy, and it's by Frank Farrelly. F-A-R-R-E-L-L-Y. Farrelly. Frank Farrelly. Brown book, gold writing. Hardbacked. Meta Publications. Yeah, it does, yeah.